Morning, KBLA Talk 1580 Nation. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald Smith, life coach and addiction counselor. Here on Urban Family Focus, we talk about the subjects that don't get discussed enough within black family households. Subjects like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it, provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our qualified experts have the knowledge, the tools, and coping skills needed for individuals and families to live their best life. Speaking of living our best life, Sister Nawili Lamert Parks' own word for the week is forget the reason it won't work and believe in the one reason why it will. Our goal here is to make sure all of you who get up early and join us every Saturday morning get that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody about the new KBLA Talk 1580 and ask them to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anywhere at any time. We've got a lot to talk about at KBLA Talk 1580, and today's topic falls in the category of financial literacy. But before we welcome our guests, I have a Black History mention I want to make about HBCUs. You see, when we think of historically black colleges and universities, we often think of places like Howard, Tuskegee, Morehouse, Spelman, Grambling, and FAMU. But on February 25, 1837, Cheney University of Pennsylvania became the nation's first HBCU, first known as the African Institute, and then renamed the Institute for Colored Youth. The name Cheney became associated with the school in 1913 after several other name changes. Cheney State became Cheney University of Pennsylvania in 1983. Cheney University boasts more than 30,000 graduates and have well-known alumni that include the late Ed Bradley, correspondent of CBS's program 60 Minutes. Speaking of HBCUs, our guest this morning is John T. Fleming II. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, that's because John was the producer of the Farmers Insurance Angel City Classic that was in our L.A. Coliseum on 2006, 2007, and 2008. John is a student, researcher, and advocate of micro-enterprise opportunities that enable flexibility in how, when we can work and how work can be accomplished. His many years of involvement in the direct selling business includes experience as an independent contractor, owner of a direct selling company, and officer and pace setter for one of the world's largest direct selling companies, Avon. He's publisher and editor-in-chief of Direct Selling News. He's a sought-after consultant, speaker, and writer. Joining us this morning to talk about his new book, The Ultimate Gig. John, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Well, good morning, Gerald, and good morning to you and your entire audience out there. And thanks so much for inviting me to be a part of this show.
So, John, we're going to get into your new book, and I hear it's up for an award, The Ultimate Gig. But before we do that, I just want to take a little time to reminisce about that Angel City Classic experience we had here in Los Angeles. I remember
do what we did. I was running the Western Business Unit of Avon Products for many years. We were based in Pasadena, California. And I developed a lot of friends in L.A. I became fond of L.A. And I became interested in what was happening with our young people in particular. And it dawned on me that there was very little exposure to HBCUs on the West Coast. So that was the seed of an idea to bring two historically black colleges, universities to L.A. to perform. And when I say to perform, we played the game of football, but the halftime show was always magnificent. And I think the halftime show attracted as many people as the sports fans who wanted to see these universities play the game of football. That's where we met, Gerald. You were an integral part of that team. We have been friends ever since. And you know, we built in 3 years one of the top five HBCU classics in the country, which was done right there in L.A. So a great moment in time.
It was a great moment in time, and I was passionate about it because I was one of those who didn't know anything about HBCUs growing up. As a matter of fact, I was offered a scholarship, a full ride to Howard University, and because of my ignorance, I didn't even take the time to take the trip to see what the school was all about. And I think about my life today, and I'm happy with where I am, but I wonder where I would be if I had gone to Howard and gotten that experience. So, John, we're going to... I'm sorry, John. We're going to go get a lot of time to talk about that great book you just wrote called The Ultimate Gig. So when we come forward, we're going to take a deep dive into the book and let everybody know how they can become their own entrepreneur on their own time and the flexibility of work in the marketplace today. So when we come forward, we're going to bring back John Fleming to talk about The Ultimate Gig. This is KVLA Talk 1580, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
We are back live in person. This is Dr. Teresa Price. Join us for the 23rd annual Black College Expo, Saturday, February 19th at the LA Convention Center. Students get accepted on the spot, millions of scholarships on the spot. College transfer students, you could get accepted too. Plus college juniors and seniors, come interview for jobs and internships on site. Yes, come interview for jobs at the Black College Expo, powered by Comerica Bank. Urban League will have job opportunities too. Check out the STEAM Center, powered by Honda. Meet over 100 colleges. Seminars, how to find money for college, 411 for the student athlete, how to start a business, hip-hop legend Yo-Yo teaching how to get A's in English, plus a special seminar on the ABCs of cryptocurrency, presented by Naja Roberts. Black College Expo, Saturday, February 19th at the LA Convention Center. After show, 3 p.m. For tickets, visit blackcollegeexpo.com. Free for college students. Co-sponsored by Comerica Bank, Honda, Wells Fargo, Toyota, SoCal Gas.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired their personal trainer as a caterer.
All right, folks, let's keep this line moving. You there with the tongs, picking up one Duchess potato at a time will not cut it at my catering table. Drop and give me 50.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Okay, this is what we call the wild mushroom and asparagus dip, dip, and press. Come on, let's get those plates above your heads.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban League. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. And Reverend Gerald, I have more news for the KBLA community. We are looking for talented youth speakers. By we, I mean Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated and our Author Study Club. It's time for our annual oratorical contest. First prize is $500 for your high school age students who are talented and gifted speakers. Please have them log on to www.oratoricalcontest.com for all the details. That's oratoricalcontest.com. And now it's time for more Urban Family Focus with Reverend Gerald Smith.
Thank you, Loretta, for that information and this great work you're doing for the young people in that oratorical contest. Before we get back to our guest, John T. Fleming, author of Ultimate Gig, Flexibility, Freedom, and Rewards, I want to remind everybody that today's winner of the KBLA Black History Month swag bag is Cynthia McNair. We're giving away a KBLA Black History Month swag bag every day this month. So there's plenty of chances for all of you to win. All you have to do is download or open the KBLA 1580 app and tell us your favorite historical figure from Black history. That's it. Once you do it, you're automatically entered to win a KBLA History Month swag bag full of some really, really good stuff. So download and open the KBLA 1580 app today for your chance to win. We'll be announcing winners on air every day this month. So, John, I'm glad you're with me today because, you know, one of my passions is a program that I'm doing with the Urban League here in Los Angeles called BWARP, and that stands for Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. And that program is designed to help urban families attain and sustain legacy wealth to pass down to generations. And we know we can't have anything to pass down unless we earn a living. And we also know that today's corporate environment is changing rapidly. The days of 25 years and retirement with a gold watch are slowly moving out of the picture. So I can remember a time when having a gig meant having a good job with benefits. But today that word has a more dynamic meaning. So, John, tell us what motivated you to write The Ultimate Gig and how you see the gig economy helping our community accumulate the wealth necessary to move forward.
Well, Gerald, that's a great question, and I'll start with what motivated me. And when I think about my career, after I left Avon Products, I took an early retirement because I felt it was time for me to move on and do more of what I wanted to do, and that was to find ways to give back and to also be entrepreneurial and to help other people understand the benefit of entrepreneurial thinking, whether you're a micro-entrepreneur or now a gig worker. So when I started to do the research about 4 years ago, I found out that there were 57 million Americans involved contributing or making a positive impact on the U.S. economy of about $1.4 trillion. And having been familiar with the corporate environment, I know the importance of diversity and inclusion, and we still have a lot of work to do in that area. But in the gig economy, I found people attracted from all walks of life, regardless of age, past experience, inexperience, to an opportunity to work in a flexible manner, when they wanted to work, how they wanted to work. And technology has been the great enabler to allow the gig economy to flourish. So the gig economy really makes it possible for you to utilize underutilized time or an underutilized asset. An underutilized asset could be something that you physically own that you are willing to make available to others for profit, or an underutilized asset could be knowledge, skill, or talent. So that's why it's so important for us as a community to pay attention to what's going on, because incremental income that you can develop can make a huge difference, especially when it's a complement to what you may already be doing. So the gig economy doesn't start as being a new career opportunity, it starts with developing incremental income or complementary income.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because my wife came up with an idea to start her own little side gig, if you will, which caused me to turn a suite that we have in our home that's kind of set off to the side downstairs. And she started an Airbnb program in that suite, and she's consistently bragging to me about all the money that she's stashed in a way that I don't know anything about. So, so I guess that's a great example of what you're talking about.
Yes.
So that gig economy is available, but now let's you know, how do we use it to really accumulate wealth? Can it branch into, or can it inspire those who start part-time to become full-time entrepreneurs?
Of course. And we know from our research that approximately 69% of the people involved in gigs are now engaging in multiple gigs, and that's because they're becoming proficient at utilizing underutilized time assets. And I think it's important to understand, Gerald, that there are four types of gigs. Most people are familiar with transportation gigs, and they think about Uber, Lyft, and Uber Eats, DoorDash, those kinds of things. Well, that's only one category of gigs, transportation gigs. We also have service gigs. That's where you find gigs like TaskRabbit and other services that enable you to retain talent that can come and fix something in your home that you don't know how to fix or want to fix. So that's the second category, service gigs. Third category would be selling gigs. This is where direct selling falls in, but so many other things fall in to the selling category. And companies like Shopify make it easy for anyone to develop a digital platform and market a product, a service, mostly a product, and make that product available to an audience that is national and often global in scope. I purchase a lot from the Etsy platform. It's a global mall. I like Etsy because everything that Etsy sells through that platform is made by an entrepreneur, a micro entrepreneur, if you will. So selling gigs can encompass many different ways to sell something, even what may have been a hobby or a talent. I have a cousin that I recently helped start her own gig by developing a web presence, and she writes poems. She's been writing poems and giving them away simply to feel good for many years. Now she is learning how to package those poems, print those poems, not forms, print them, put them in a booklet format, and market those as a collection of original poems by, in this case, my cousin. Your wife is participating in the fourth category of gig, and that is leasing gigs. So we've talked about transportation gigs, service gigs, selling gigs, and now leasing gigs. And that's where you find Airbnb and others, which enable you to take advantage of making an underutilized asset available to others. So your wife is in that category of leasing gigs. And so it's a wonderful new way to embrace flexible ways to work that allow you the freedom to do what you need to do in between other things, without disrupting family life or whatever your other priorities may be. So wonderful new opportunities. And within those four categories, we have thousands of potential choices.
You know, as you were talking, John, what came to my mind is there, you know, I don't want to date us, but, you know, when we were coming up, you know, as young people, you know, we sought out jobs. I know I had a paper route. I shined shoes. I did whatever I could as a young person to make money. And our goal was to, you know, go to college, get an education, get that job, you know, get a good county, city, or state job that would last forever, or go into corporate America and make your mark. You know, that was the goal. That was our reach. That was what we all aspired to be and were encouraged to be. But I find in today's market, in particularly with our youth, you know, them having taken away a lot of opportunities, all youth don't go to college, and they've taken the trades out of the schools, and we have these young people that don't have any skill sets, and they think they're too good or too cute to work at McDonald's, so a lot of them lay around and do nothing constructive. And do you see a way that this new wave or this new opportunities that exist can motivate our young people and give them something that they can latch on to early in life that maybe, you know, encourage them to go back to school and learn more about what they're doing or turn into an entrepreneur?
Absolutely, Gerald. And it's such a great point, because you mentioned that when we were young, we found things to do. I lived on the East Coast. I used to shovel snow. In the summertime, I would take the lawnmower around the community and see if I could cut grass. One of the best experiences I think I had as a young person was the opportunity to be a busboy in a restaurant, bussing tables. And I'll tell you what, I learned a lot about service, the value of adding value to the experience of others. And a lot of what I learned in those days has transferred to what I do today. And I think adding value is so important. So the gig economy gives you the opportunity to try something. And if you don't like it, you don't have any contractual arrangement with an employer. It's important to understand that a gig is not another part-time job where you have another boss. You are the boss. You determine how you do it, when you do it, and how often you want to do it. So find something to try and then be willing to learn, because wherever we are in life, chances are we can get to a better place if we learn how to do something that we are not currently doing. So the gig economy gives you the opportunity to try and try something else, and maybe try two or three things at the same time to find your sweet spot. So I think you made a great point, and that's why this is such a new phenomenon that our community really needs to pay attention to. Let's leverage underutilized time and assets.
And the other point that you made early on is the importance or the advantages we have now with all the technology. And our young people, you know, they're so into the technology. I use my iPhone, you know, to make calls and to send an occasional text and check my email, but they're producing movies with them. They're, you know, recording albums through them. They're doing all kinds of things with this technology they have available, which gives them the opportunity to think of something that they enjoy, think of something that's meaningful to them. And with all of these technology-based platforms, they can actually start a business doing something that they really love and start their way to being an entrepreneur, you know, and having that mindset to be proactive as far as earning a living for themselves.
Yeah, Gerald, and I often use this expression. For much of my career, I have been involved with people who work from home. And today, because of the technology, we can work from phone. Not just work from home, we can work from phone.
Yes, we can. And, you know, John, we got a lot of things we want to talk about, as we say here on KVLA Talk 1580. And I want to dig a little deeper into the book and give you an opportunity to share some of the experiences you had when you were doing the research for the book. And I know in my perusal of the book, what amazed me was the number of people that are involved in this thing that you were referring to as the gig economy. You know, I remember seeing something like 57 million Americans are, using this gig economy to supplement their income or to be the base of their income. And that figure just kind of blew my mind. You never would think that many people have access to this type of thinking.
Yes.
So we're going to continue with this conversation with John Fleming, the author of The Gig Economy. And John and I have been friends for many years. And as we discussed earlier, he brought that great game to Los Angeles, the Angel City Classic, which is something that we will be proud of for a long time. And you weren't the first, John, but you were the only one to sustain that program for 3 years in our city. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with John Fleming. The ultimate gig, flexibility, and freedom that you can have by getting involved in that gig economy. So stay with us. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and I am Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The White House is reportedly worried about Ukraine's president deciding to leave the country today. Volodymyr Zelensky says he plans to attend the Global Security Conference happening today in Munich. NBC News says White House officials are concerned that Russian President Vladimir Putin may try to exploit Zelensky's absence. President Biden has warned that a Russian invasion could happen in Ukraine in a matter of days. And Miami is surpassing New York City as the least affordable city in America. That's according to a survey by the market research firm Realty Hop. Prices in Miami soared through the pandemic, which were boosted by out-of-state buyers and renters who moved there. The median price for a home in the city is $589,000. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. As KBLA Talk 1580 hosts, we never quite know where the conversation is going to go. But sometimes our guests really surprise us.
Let me just close the saying, I downloaded your app while we were talking. It's a terrific app. I look forward to it. I'm enjoying your format and what have you. I will tweet it to my several hundred thousand followers and call their attention to it as well.
If the KBLA 1580 app is enticing enough for our guests to download and share, you should download the app and share it with your friends, too.
That's beautiful.
What you say?
So, download the KBLA 1580 app today and take us with you wherever you go.
We on fire.
KBLA Talk 1580.
You are now rocking with the best.
We got a lot to talk about.
We are facing an unprecedented crisis. Families are sleeping in their cars, youth are sleeping in parks, and seniors are losing their homes in record-breaking numbers. However, at the Good Seed, we realize not all hope is lost. We know that all it takes for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. We stepped up to the call. Will you join us and help bring back our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, cousins, and friends who live daily in despair on our streets? The mission is not easy, but it is rewarding. It's impactful, it's meaningful, and it's life-changing. And if you drive by and see someone on the street and it tugs at your heart and your conscience, then you are who we're looking for. The ones who don't turn away, who don't turn a blind eye, who say to themselves, this is solvable.
The Good Seed is hiring case managers. Starting salary of $48,000 a year with a generous car allowance. Call now at 866-JOBS-GSC. That's 866-562-7472. Or log on to goodseed.team.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. The Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, is the nation's leading Latino legal civil rights organization. Their commitment is to protect and defend the rights of all Latinos living in the U.S. and the constitutional rights of all Americans. MALDEF opened its doors in 1968 in San Antonio, Texas, inspired by the civil rights era legal battles of the African American community and fueled by the pervasive discrimination against Latinos. MALDEF was consciously modeled on the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. MALDEF's litigation and advocacy efforts have led to new laws and policies with wide-ranging impact for the Latino community and the nation as a whole. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit MALDEF.org. That's MALDEF.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. With the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. With the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum. The surprising way to
save water.
Did you fall behind paying your water and power bill during the pandemic? LADWP is helping to pay off past due bills with no application required. LADWP has nearly $300 million in federal and state funds to help over 250,000 eligible customers pay their overdue bills. Customers will begin to see automatic credits on their bills in the coming weeks. To see if you qualify, visit ladwp.com/cares and also learn about other ways to save.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're talking with my good friend John T. Fleming, author of Ultimate Gig, Flexibility, Freedom, and Rewards. And if you would like to join our conversation and you have something you'd like to ask Mr. Fleming, you can give us a call on the KBLA Talk 1580 hotline. That number is 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580. 1580. Give us a call and tell us about your ultimate gig experience. John, earlier you mentioned what brought you to LA was your career at Avon. And it made me think, when you were at Avon, do you see anything that you did then that complements what your focus is today?
Well, definitely. During my career at Avon, I had the opportunity to work primarily with women in support of women, and that's where I learned a lot about listening, and I always used the expression in that environment, I felt fortunate and blessed that there was a little bit of room for a few good men. And when I say that, Gerald, I'm reflecting on the fact that I do understand that women think differently. Women may value things a little bit differently. One of the reasons why the gig economy is so appealing to women is the attribute of flexibility and freedom. Women multitask effectively. They are typically the general manager in the home. So they manage family, they manage whatever the household requires. Typically, they also manage a big portion of the finance. So women are not only working, but they are multitasking. And during my career at Avon, I gained a lot of appreciation for the women in our lives and the women in society. they really are the glue that hold us together.
So this flexibility that we get when we move into this gig economy, when you were doing the research for the book, was there anything that jumped out at you that surprised you or that you did not expect?
In many ways, I have to say yes, because when you engage in research, you have to be open to learning. And so you don't go into a project like this with a preconceived notion about what you know or what you do not know. Now, the title of the book, Ultimate Gig, does not infer that we selected an ultimate gig. We did not. That's up to the reader. The book is not a self-help book. It's not a motivational book. It's a book that is informative and thought-provoking. And you mentioned the fact that the book was a finalist in the 2022 prose competition. I won't explain all of the details about that, but prose awards are, first of all, extended to publishers for the work that they have done in bringing work to the marketplace that increases the body of knowledge or contributes to the body of knowledge. So in the category, this is a huge awards program, by the way, in the category of business, finance, and management, we were the only finalist, meaning we were the runner-up to the category winner. So I think that's a result of the methodology we use in bringing the information to an audience that can easily read it and better understand what this gig economy is all about. So we learned a lot. And the main point I wanted to make is that we learned the value of bringing subject matter to a market of interested persons without being promotional, but being thought-provoking. So that's what that book is all about.
You know, you said something that the book is not a self-help book. But as I perused the book, John, I couldn't help but run into a section where it talks about how the gig economy actually can help in managing mental health and physical well-being and the importance of belief systems and social relationships. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I think the work-life balance is very important. And when I say it's not a self-help book, I'm simply indicating it's not a book that is designed to motivate you by talking about things that we tend to expect from motivational work. Mm-hmm. That's very important. But what we focus on is being informative. Now, in the effort of being informative, we do give you specific guidance as to what to look for when you are perusing gig work and also how to approach it to make sure that you don't stay in the try it mode too long, that you realize that when you do anything, that there is some discipline required and there are some basic things to balancing how you work and how you live. So, yeah, there is a lot of guidance there. But I just wanted to clarify that our focus is on being informative and giving you useful information regardless of the type of gig you select that can be applicable to a better life that is also sustainable.
Right, right. So the impact on one's mental and physical well-being, you know, in a job, a typical job situation, you know, there are tasks handed to you, there are deadlines to meet, there's, you know, managing a lot of people. There are a lot of things that bring a little pressure along with that situation. So I would assume that in participation in the gig economy, since you're choosing what you want to do, you're choosing when you want to do it, and you're typically doing something that's motivational or inspirational or that makes you happy, that by itself would help in the mental health and physical well-being category. And as it pertains to belief systems, you know, you have to, something has to motivate you. Something has to give you faith. Something has to push you to that next level of opening a new door and having the faith to know that, you know, it's going to be a great experience for you. And when you combine all of those things, it makes you a better person. It calms you down. It makes you more enthusiastic and would improve your social relationships. At least that's what I took from that section. Am I on point? Am I off track? Or what do you think?
No, that's really on point. And I think when we think about mental health, there's a lot of linkage to the financial component of life. And a lot of pressures come from the financial aspect of what's happening. And the facts are, when we spend more than we earn, it doesn't make any difference how much we earn. We can be earning six figures or five figures. When we spend more than we earn, we have a challenge, and that can result in pressure. So one of the beautiful things about looking at the gig economy is, how could we better utilize some underutilized time to take some of those pressures off? And anytime we can balance and move toward earning more than we spend, now we're in a better position to save more, invest more, and prepare for the great gift of life that we would like to always enjoy and then pass on to others that come behind us. So that's why this economic piece is so very important. That's fundamental to the motivation behind why people from all walks of life are exploring gigs.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for everyone to think about that, something that they've always wanted to do but didn't think they had time to do it, or lacked the motivation or inspiration to do it. And now that we have all these great technological advantages and there's so many opportunities opening up to everyone, there's no reason why we can't find that little extra something that can give us that boost and keep us from going in debt and moving forward with making some little, as we call it, little side change to complement whatever else we have going on in our lives. So, John, I for one, am enjoying the read. I'm not totally finished, but I'm almost done from cover to cover reading The Ultimate Gig, Flexibility, Freedom, and Rewards. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with John Fleming, the author of Ultimate Gig, and discuss some more great opportunities that are available for us as African Americans to move forward and support our income through having the gig economy on our side. This is KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580. Talk 1580.
Will you go without a mask in the near future? See what I did there? Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Did you hear? Tuesday, February 15th, the statewide indoor mask mandate for vaccinated Californians expired. As COVID-19 cases decline, public health officials say the state is easing restrictions in an effort to return the state to pre-pandemic normalcy. According to the California Department of Public Health, COVID cases are down 65%. Vaccination rates are increasing both at the state and national level. As of February 11, 64.3% of the U.S. population and 73.3% of California's eligible population have been vaccinated. So will you go unmasked? Let us know on Twitter at KBLA 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Founded more than 20 years ago by Susan Burton, following her own struggles with incarceration and substance abuse, A New Way of Life is an organization that promotes healing, power, and opportunity for formerly incarcerated people. A New Way of Life takes a multifaceted approach to mitigating the effects of mass incarceration with the goal of and ultimately eliminating it. They provide housing and support for formerly incarcerated women for successful community reentry, family reunification, and healing. They work to restore the civil rights of formerly incarcerated people, as well as to empower, organize, and mobilize them as advocates for social change and personal transformation. To support A New Way of Life or to find help you need, call 323-563-3575. That's 323-563-3575 or visit anewwayoflife.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired their personal trainer as a caterer.
All right, folks, let's keep this line moving. You there with the tongs, picking up one Duchess potato at a time will not cut it at my catering table. Drop and give me 50.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Okay, this is what we call the wild mushroom and asparagus dip, dip, and press. Come on, let's get those plates above your heads.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
We're listening around the clock. Around the clock. And your time to be heard is right now. Now. Right now. Right now. Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. A lot to talk about.
This ain't right. Life's so frightening. I'm out here stumbling.
Good morning, Los Angeles, and good morning, Reverend Gerald. We hope that you are enjoying our conversation on the gig economy. Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. And I am pleased to inform the Urban Family Focus community about a seminar, a webinar that is going on today on how to save your last nerve and deal with difficult people. To find out about that workshop, it happens today in Los Angeles at 12 noon. 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central Time, go to eventbrite.com and put in the search box, how to deal with difficult people. I'll see you there. Now back to you, Reverend Gerald and Urban Family Focus.
Thank you, Loretta. We're listening to KBLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And our guest today is John T. Fleming, author of Ultimate Gig, Flexibility, Freedom, and Rewards. John, there was something that was in the news a lot in fourth quarter of last year, and we heard a lot of conversation about the Great Resignation. Can you speak to that and tell us how that relates to the ultimate gig?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Gerald. It made headlines. It was in the news, and it was a very revealing stat about the shift in thinking in our economy. And one could easily say a lot of this has been triggered by the pandemic. I think that many of us that have been looking at the future of work saw this coming quite some time ago. But the Great Resignation was not about people quitting work. It was about people quitting jobs. And more specifically, people quitting the rigidity of jobs that require you to be at a specific place for a specific amount of time. And the rigidity of the traditional industrial economy model has been with us for over 100 years. It has worked very well, but we are coming into a moment in time, and we are in it, by the way. The future is now, whereas flexibility and freedom become realities because technology allows us to do less with more, to do more with less. I had that backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so exciting in so many ways. So it fuels the gig economy. People did not resign from work, they resigned from jobs. And in the United States of America, the quit rate in all kinds of jobs across all kinds of industries in all regions was at an all-time high in the United States of America. Now, that's pretty amazing. Quit rate, all-time high. But people are searching to find a better balance. People are searching to find flexible work, and that's why that's the tagline to the book that enables freedom. And then, of course, you have to be rewarded fairly for what you do when you do it. So it's a very exciting time where people have more opportunities to leverage who they are, what they know, and when they would like to work. So that's what the Great Resignation was really all about. It's a new trend toward trying things, doing things differently, and experimenting with micro-enterprise.
Well, thanks for that explanation, John. We are going to, we have a caller holding on line two, and Randy, we'll get to you when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus. Randy, hold on. We'll be with you when we get back.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Dad, seriously, this is not real. Everything is broken down around here. First, the toilet is leaking, and now I'm pretty sure the air is not getting cold. It's hot. Dad, are you listening to me?
Hey, it's Derek with E1 Mortgage. When it rains, it pours. My team and I are here to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity so you can get the cash you need to handle those repairs. So get on the phone and call E1 Mortgage at 310-507-0992. Whether you're a homeowner looking to tackle home repairs or just looking to pay off that nasty credit card debt, call our team today at E1 Mortgage, 310-507-0992. Again, that's 310-507-0992. Because let's face it, if you don't, you won't stop hearing,
Dad!
Get the mortgage you deserve with E1 Mortgage.
Number 1944450.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Ain't no stopping us now. Randy, on line two, you're on Urban Family Focus. You got 30 seconds, Randy. Are you there, Randy?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You got 30 seconds, okay. Randy.
Gig economy literally saved my life. I mean, right now, I'm making, I went from jobs to owning a trucking company and then retired, and I'm in a gig economy now. I'm what they call that time-sensitive extreme courier. And it's something that nurtures us as being better entrepreneurs. And as a community, our black community should look at it and embrace it a lot more. It's not a joke. Unfortunate is, all right.
I'm gonna have to cut you off, John. We only have a minute left, and I need John Fleming to tell everybody how they can get the book, The Ultimate Gig: Flexibility, Freedom, and Rewards. John?
Hey, Joe, that was a great comment from Randy, and kudos to you, Randy, for searching to find your ultimate gig. Gerald, your audience can find out more about the book or order through their favorite bookstore at ultimategigresources.com. ultimategigresources.com. Gerald, it's been a pleasure to be with you this morning. Thanks, my dear friend, for inviting me to be a part of your show. My best to you and the team there. You're doing fantastic work.
Thank you so much for being with us, John. So everybody, The Ultimate Gig, Freedom, Flexibility, and Rewards is something that we all should read. This has been a great opportunity. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is Urban Family Focus. Black Lives Matter is next. Stay up, and we'll see you next Saturday. KBL.